Well, it's the second open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. Military Day presented by Dietz & Watson. Bo Wolf and Chris McPherson here to watch the 4-on-3 on a beautiful day here in South Philadelphia.
Certainly that's the case, and we see Jamar Chaney with the pass breakup to get things started in coverage against Jason Avant, and then quickly you see Deshaun Jackson getting the ball from Nick Foles. Fast action, but certainly great to see the early part of practice here at Lincoln Financial Field.
Deshaun's so explosive, and he's probably been one of the two or three best players in camp thus far as we watch Dennis Dixon find Chris Polk. Chris Polk showing a lot as a receiver out of the backfield in camp thus far.
Certainly much more polished hands, slimmed down about 15 pounds, a lot smoother as a runner, a lot faster and quicker than he was a year ago. I thought he was a little bit of a plotter last year, but very, very smooth in the early part of training camp, really getting himself ready for Chip Kelly's offense.
Felix Jones with the drop there on the pass from G.J. Kinney. We watched Matt Barkley take the snap now. And he finds Ifeanyi Moma short. Moma, of course, everybody wants to know about the 6'7" guy out of Boston College, first year in the NFL after taking a year off last year. He's one of the many guys competing to find a hole at wide receiver. And there we see, who's that, 84? That's
Murphy.
Will Murphy gets the pass from Michael Vick. Dennis Dixon now slips in the backfield, goes deep. Deshaun underthrows him. Not superb coverage there by Brandon Hughes, but Deshaun makes plays as he always does.
As he always does, as you pointed out, probably the star of camp to this point. There's Zach Ertz after a one-day hiatus returning to the practice field with a shoulder injury. Good to see him in action. But Deshaun Jackson has really stepped up in the absence of Jerry Maclin during this camp.
Damaris Johnson with the reception there from G.J. Kinney. Let's see who we got up next. Barkley. And into tight coverage. Good coverage by Kerry Williams, who, after missing some time in the spring, has been pretty impressive and run almost primarily with the first-team defense.
Very tough, very physical, not afraid to mix it up. Something that you're certainly hoping to see from this Eagles secondary, as Ifeanyi Moma there coming up with the catch in traffic.
And with Kerry Williams, last year, of course, there was such shoddy tackling in the secondary. So many missed tackles in the secondary for the Eagles. Kerry Williams, one of the very best tackling cornerbacks in football, according to Football Outsiders. So that should certainly help the defense, as we see Aurelius Ben, who was also impressed in his second practice returning here. Chip Kelly said yesterday he was very impressed with how well Ben was able to run routes that he hadn't even been there for during the install.
Yeah, Regis could be a big part of this offense, a great opportunity for him, the former second-round pick. Big, physical, all the things that Chip Kelly likes in his receivers. And then on that play before, Matthew Tucker returning to the practice field after missing yesterday's workout with a hamstring injury. He was making the reception there in the flat.
All right, as we watch the action, fast and heavy again, G.J. Kinney finds Damaris Johnson. Damaris, again, one of these guys who is competing for a bigger role on offense as he looks to make that coveted year jump from year one to year two.
Certainly it would be interesting to see how the Eagles utilize him. Will he be an outside guy? Will he be an inside guy? He's been used a lot on the outside here during the early part of training camp here, so it will be really interesting to see, would the Eagles pair Deshaun Jackson on the one outside spot and then Damaris Johnson at the other outside spot.
And I talked to Damaris earlier this week, and he's been working a lot in the slot, and he said he's never really worked in the slot before. He's always played on the outside, so I was asking him the difference between going up against linebackers and safeties versus corners, and he, you know, it's about not letting them get physical, letting him use his speed, and that's why he said the toughest guy that he's had to beat so far is Connor Barwin. You can imagine Connor Barwin, the monster linebacker, trying to cover Damaris Johnson. He gets his hands on him, it's over. As we continue going through practice here. Good atmosphere here at Lincoln Financial Field. Probably a good number here expected on a Monday, which is all that more impressive.
Great numbers here. Fan support has been tremendous. Great ovation for the military members, the five branches of our armed forces being honored here today. You know, certainly one of the best days of training camp throughout the year is for the Eagles, and it's no different on this day here in this atmosphere, bringing it to Lincoln Financial Field. And on a Monday afternoon, early part of the work week, seeing so many fans, especially young fans, a lot of youth groups here today. Great to see the turnout filling up the stands here at Lincoln Financial Field.
And a nice pass breakup there by Michael Kendricks, who Chip Kelly yesterday called the team's best cover linebacker. So you see that in action right there from the second-year player. Another guy looking to make that big year one to year two jump. G.J. Kinney now into the flat. And you see a lot of that in these drills, guys finding the open underneath receiver. That's what this offense is about. If you can't get the big play, get the small play.
Good coverage there. Brandon Graham on Chris Polk. Oh, I'm sorry, Everett Brown there coming in. I saw the number five. I thought there might have been the two fives in there, but Everett Brown making the conversion, playing primarily as an outside linebacker here in this camp, coming up with a nice pass break up there against Chris Polk.
Michael Vick now lofts it down. Clay Harbor lost in the secondary there. Nice job from Clay Harbor, a guy we don't talk about at tight end. He's trying to make the roster as well. Well, that does it for 4-on-3s here at Lincoln Financial Field. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, and now we get ready for the New England Patriots to come to town.